Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Hey, everybody. I hope that you're having a great Thursday. Hey, it's a special show showing up in your feed. What's going on? I just want to give you a little update on the status of the Be Our Guest podcast. Been getting a lot of questions here lately, and I actually have a lot of announcements to share about the future of the show and some personal changes here in my life that I hope that you can be a part of. And just wanted to, as always, thank you so much for your support of the podcast. I couldn't do the show without you guys. You know, we talk Disney every Monday. We have a new guest on talking about trips with Disney Cruise Line, Walt Disney World, Disneyland, even Adventures by Disney. And it's always such a joy for me to get to hear about these trips firsthand, ask questions of our guests. And hopefully you've always enjoyed hearing about that every Monday, because it's great when people take the time out of their lives to come on, share their stories with us on the podcast. And I always love hearing them. I love getting to talk to the guests, but hope you enjoy, you know, getting to hear what other families do on their Disney vacation. So I just wanted to drop in real quick today, 5 or 10 minutes, and just give you an update of what's going on with the podcast. And as you know, for those people that have been with us for quite a while, the podcast started 9 years ago. We're starting our 10th year of podcasting. Thanks to you guys again. Amazing that you take the time to listen. We put out a lot of shows, so it takes a lot of listening. So, you know, it all started for me when I was a guest on WDW Today with Matt, Mike, and Len back in the day. I was a huge fan of their show. Came on and talked about road tripping down to Walt Disney World. Again, this was before my fly-in days. My life's changed a lot over the past 9 years. And just had a great time talking with them. I think it was like episode 243, long, long time ago. And just got a huge kick out of being on the podcast. I was like, that's so fun. So I remember talking with my wife, Pam, about how much I enjoyed that. You know, I had grown up working as a mobile DJ, DJing wedding receptions and proms and all kinds of stuff. My dad owned a mobile DJ company growing up. And I also DJed at a skating rink. I managed a roller skating rink, so I always played the music just to pass the time. So I've always kind of been behind the microphone. And I thought, man, how fun would that be to podcast about Disney, to talk about Disney? There wasn't a show out at that time that they, you know, really did trip reports. I loved reading them on all the big message boards and so forth. So I thought, let's bring the message boards to an audio format where we could hear about them as we're cutting the grass or as we're walking around the neighborhood, stuff like that. So that's where the Be Our Guest podcast started. Luckily, I got to meet Ricky and Pam and Debbie, and we put the show together and had a great time with that. So thank you again for letting us do that for the last 9 years. Now, here I am sitting here on spring break 9 years later with an announcement about the show. So as you know, as the show has grown, when we started, Paige was about 11 years old. Now she's a sophomore in college. Mallory was 2 months old. She's now in third grade. And so I've kind of shared my personal story with you along with the show. You know, it hasn't been about me, but you've heard about my running journey, my being scared to fly and kind of conquering that. And, you know, our families have all kind of grown up on the show. And thank you for letting us share that with you. I hope you haven't, you know, hope that hasn't bugged you too much over the past 9 years. But it's, you know, it's a personal thing. This is a show that I love having, and I love being able to share all these things with you. So, as you might know, about a year into the podcast, Pam asked me, she said, you know what? You really do like Disney. I mean, there's no doubt about that. And I think you would be really good, you know, helping our team work as a travel agent. So about a year in, I didn't start the podcast to be a travel agent, but, Pam asked me, you know, do you want to give this a try to kind of supplement your income to help pay for the cost of the podcast, because these things aren't free. And the more listeners you get, the more it costs, which is fine. I love getting more listeners. Don't ever worry about that. But she asked me if I wanted to try it. So she trained me and taught me. And, you know, I had the passion for the product. I love the Disney destinations. So I took that on. And slowly but surely, over the past 8 years, it has grown into something that has become more and more central to my life. It's a big part of my life. So we'll get to that in just a second. But through the podcast, we've got to do some amazing things. Let's just recap real quick. I put some notes down here. We got to be at the very last Mouse Fest, and we had the very first meet of the very last Mouse Fest. We were a podcast that was only 6 months old at the time, 7, 8 months, and got to hang out there with, you know, all the big guys, you know, that I listened to every day. And I was so honored to be there and be a part of Mouse Fest. We've actually podcasted from a treehouse, thanks to everybody who was there for that. We put about 80 people in a three-bedroom over at Saratoga Springs in a treehouse. How we didn't get arrested or the fire marshal come out with a fire truck, I have no idea how that happened. But thanks to Pam for renting that villa in her name. And we were live on Magical Mouse Radio. We had everybody in there. We had cake, punch. We had prizes. It was crazy. We were making s'mores. Jay was making s'mores out on the barbecue pit. It was nuts, but such great memories. We've also had a breakfast before Epcot opened in Norway. We stormed Norway and got to go up in the above Maelstrom and have a great breakfast, private. Got to ride Soarin' before the park opened. We've had Disney weddings. I've been honored to be a part of Jay and Melissa's wedding. We've had other folks meet through the podcast. We've had children born of our listeners. I can't tell you what that means to me to hear that people have come together because of the show. That's just awesome. We've had four podcast cruises on the Disney Cruise Line ships. It's so fun to be able to sit down, share pizza, share meals, whatever. These great experiences, run races with our listeners. We have a running team now that didn't exist thanks to lots of our listeners, Mike Bankhead and others that have spearheaded that effort. Over 1,000 folks on the Be Our Guest podcast, Lizards. Over 1,000 runners that are out there making themselves better, cheering, running, walking. I'm just glad to be one of those people because it's definitely changed my health and my outlook on life. So thanks to everybody who's a part of that. The biggest part about the show, though, no kidding, is raising money for Give Kids the World. When we get together once a year for the 12-hour live show, that is the highlight of the year for the podcast when it comes to, when you ask me. Because when we get to help folks that really need this kind of help, they are in the situation that none of us ever want to be in. They have a child who is sick and seriously sick. And when you get to go down to Give Kids the World like we've been able to, and you see these families, and it's all about happiness and joy and enjoying each other. If we can help that in any way, I never, ever want to stop doing that. I want to do that every day and in every way that I can support those folks because they're angels down there. They're taking on things that we couldn't imagine. So I couldn't give that up. So with Give Kids the World, we're always going to be a cheerleader for them and we're always going to take our resources to further their cause as much as possible. So getting to that, this is the big news for the podcast, and this is where I'm asking for your help. And I don't like to ask for things, but I am asking for your support in this. I've kind of come to a crossroads in my life at this point. I've been teaching for the last 17 years as an elementary school teacher. I've enjoyed that. I got to marry the teacher next door, who's my wife now. We taught sixth grade together for years and years. Then I decided to go into gifted education, and we've always taught in the same district, the district actually where I've grown up in. I've lived in Florissant, Missouri my entire life. So my grandma drove a bus for the district. My mom and dad graduated from the district. I went to the district. I've taught in the district for 17 years. However, I'm taking a leap of faith here, and I'm asking for your support. There's been a big change in our district. My position is not going to be the same position next year. We're opening what's called a STEAM school, which is a school that is for 6th, 7th, and 8th graders that focuses on science, education, technology, engineering, and the arts. And so I was asked to move on to that position, but I would have a lot more responsibility. Which is a great thing, don't get me wrong, because I've taught at Space Camp. I believe in STEM and STEAM. I believe in science education. I think it's hugely important. However, if I were to continue in that new role, which my old role has been eliminated, if I went on to the new role, this is what I would have to give up. I would no longer have the time in the day to put out the podcast, to run Magical Mouse Radio, to work helping people plan Disney vacations. And because of that, I wouldn't be able to help support the Lizards. I wouldn't be able to help support Give Kids the World. So I've been losing sleep over this, honestly, for about the past 4 or 5 months because I've known I've had to make a big, big decision. 17 years of teaching, and it's great guiding children to see what their futures can become. But one of the things I've always told my kids, my students, is that you got to get out there and be a doer. Don't sit on the sidelines. Don't let anybody tell you that you can't do that, especially the girls. I tell them, because I have two daughters, I think that's why I'm a cheerleader for the girls. Don't let anybody tell you you can't be a scientist. You can't be an astronaut. you can't chase a dream that a boy can chase down. You know, anybody in my class, regardless of your race, your background, how wealthy you are, how poor you are, you can do it. Other people have done it. Don't sit on the sidelines and chase your dreams. Whatever your dream is, chase it down till you catch it. So I've been saying this for 17 years of teaching, so I'm taking my own advice at this point. I have to do this. I mean, it's not a position where I really had a big choice. I can't give this up. I've met my best friends through the podcast. I love you guys. You know, you guys take time to listen to us every week, and you've welcomed us into your homes. I've spent the weekend staying in our listeners' homes because of their generosity and kindness. We've gotten together and done extraordinary things, and I can no longer say that this is a hobby and that this is something that I'm willing to just walk away from. I can't do that. This is a part of me, and you guys are a part of my family now. So I am going to, just so you know, this is my last year in education. I will not be teaching after this school year, so I have 2 months left. This is my final spring break. But I will be working full-time as a travel agent for the Magic for Less. And so how that gets back to the podcast is I'm going to ask that you please support the Magic for Less and help, hopefully, if you don't mind, I would love to personally always help you plan your Disney vacations. That is pretty simple. I'm not going to ask you to pay for the podcast. I, you know, the Patreon thing is fine. I have no issues with that, but we have great sponsors and I'm willing to work really hard to make this happen and have everything happen. Now I am trying to replace a full salary of a teacher, which is a big deal. So if you've never worked with an agent, I would ask that you extend that. Give it a shot. I promise. I work hard for my guests. I was lucky enough this past year because of my guests, and this is not anything I did. It's because of the positive feedback from the great folks who I've got to work with. I was named one of the top 15 Disney travel agents for 2017 by the Unofficial Guide to Walt Disney World out of 1,900 agents. I do work hard for my guests. I advocate for them because you all take the time to listen to the podcast. I want to go to bat for you. This is my way of thanking you. You know, I want to make sure I always work hard for you. I want to get you the best deal. I want to talk about things that are special to make that trip great. So moving forward, there's a couple things that you can do that I would really appreciate because trust me, I'm nervous. My whole family's nervous about this. Am I making the right decision? But I have to chase that dream. I've told my kids to do that forever. I tell my daughters to do that. I'd be a hypocrite if I didn't do that. I've read The Wisdom of Walt. Trust me, Jeff Barnes has got me fired up to chase down a dream, you know, to plus the experience for my guests. I'm going to be a full-time travel agent, which means one thing. I'm going to be here for you all day. You know, I don't have to have that block of time where I'm unavailable. This is going to be what I do. I'm going to be chasing down those deals. I'm going to be working hard for you. So if you could support the Be Our Guest podcast through booking with the Magic for Less, that's going to help me out very, very much. And I promise that I'll do the best job I can for you. That's all I can promise you. Also, a minor thing is using our affiliate link through Amazon. When you purchase stuff, beourguestpodcast.com/Amazon. It's not much, but we have a big audience. So if everybody would do that a few times every now and then, it really does start to add up and it helps pay for some of the things that we want to do. Now, what we're going to do for you is that I'm excited for this because working as a full-time agent, trust me, I've been working as a full-time agent for the last 3 or 4 years. I've been working 2 full-time jobs, but I want to grow the travel business because that's what I've always wanted to do. So we're going to give you not less content moving forward, but more content. I've been working with Pam and we have a second podcast on the way. Now I can't give more details on that, but we are working on a second podcast, which I think you guys will really enjoy. It's in the works, but also there may be a third one that would just be something that I've been wanting to share. Not really Disney related, but another podcast that I think would kind of be fun just for those folks that have kind of gone on the journey with us for the past 9 years. So those things are coming. Also, we're looking at starting a YouTube channel this summer so we'd have more video, better video, and also I want to be able to have more live shows. One of the things that we did when we were still on Live 365 is we always had the monthly live show, and it kind of reminded me of a big family dinner. Everybody got together on a Sunday night. We got to take calls. We got to get together and talk about what was going on in the Disney universe. We're bringing that back. So we're going to have the time to do that. We're going to have the resources. So look for live shows. And actually, we're going to do it weekly starting in the fall. I'm going to have a weekly show like this over the lunch hour with you guys. So we can, you know, talk about what's happening with Disney. We can kind of put out some news. We can have a lunch hour talk at least once a week moving forward on YouTube or here on Facebook Live. But it'll be a video show where I take your calls, I take your questions, and we just talk about Disney. So lots more content coming moving forward once we get through the end of May, once we hit Memorial Day. So I just wanted to get that out there. You know, I've been trying to not hide this too much, but I wanted to make sure that this was official before I put it out there. And again, all this is because of you guys. I could not do any of this without you taking the time to download the show, without those awesome ratings and reviews on iTunes. Let me tell you about that real quick. Those are hugely important. So if you haven't given us a star rating and a review over in iTunes, if you could do that, that would be great because it helps us get recognized over in the iTunes store, which we're doing pretty well there. But I just want to get us up there as high as we can. So again, I just wanted to thank you. Basically, this was a big thank you to you for letting me have 9 years of the podcast, doing that with Ricky and Pam. They are the best. I have the best co-hosts. They're so kind. They're generous. They're funny. They love you guys just as much as me, but I felt like I needed to come on and just talk to you heart to heart here and ask for your support moving forward because I'm going to need that to make this happen. But I think we can do that. I'm excited for this. I'm nervous. Don't get me wrong. I'm very nervous, but I'm very excited because instead of what I would have had to have done is really shrink the show or the show might have had to go away with teaching just because of increased responsibility. What I was asked to do next year would have been an honor, and I've taught with STEM many times, so I was excited kind of for that. But my passion's here. This is what I love. This is a part of my life. This is who I've become is really tied into this podcast. So the way you can support the show with it, because I was trying to think of ways that would not cost you a dime, is just, again, book with the magic for less. When you fill out that quote, let them know you heard about it here on the Be Our Guest podcast. That comes back to me, and I'll work with you, or I'll pass it off to one of our other listener agents. And we'll take great care of you. I promise you that. And also use the Amazon link at brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. That's all I'm asking right there is if you could support us that way, that'd be wonderful. But there's big things coming to the Be Our Guest podcast, more video, more live shows, more live events in the parks. And it's going to be an awesome journey as it's been for the last 9 years. So even though this looks like you might've been scared, like, oh no, an announcement about the future of the Be Our Guest podcast. Hey, we're a positive show. It's not negative. It's positive. I'm nervous, but I trust. I have a lot of faith in my life. I always have. You know, somebody's always been looking out for me. I appreciate that. I've been blessed far beyond what I deserve with my family, these great things with the podcast. So it's pretty special. So I'm just going to ask you again, support the Be Our Guest podcast through the magic for less. Let me help you plan your next Disney vacation, and I'll work hard for you. I'll make it worth your while, and we're going to get together and make the next 9 years even more amazing than the first. So I'm going to sign off here, and thank you again for your support of the Be Our Guest podcast. Thank you for allowing me to live my dream for the past 9 years and to really take that leap to take it to the next level here moving forward after this school year. So thanks so much for lending your ear here on a Thursday. Friday show is awesome. I'm just telling you, don't listen if you're hungry because it's a battle of Ample Hills versus Beaches and Cream. So look out for that. So again, thanks so much for your support. We're going to be back here 3 times a week and more starting this summer. Thanks for your support of the Be Our Guest podcast.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at brguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.